Welcome to the Poundcast. Look at this, Brent. I got my Louisville Vegan Jerky Company.
That's perfect for what we're about to talk about
on.
Because you got the shirt. What
I
does
got
that
the
mean?
Shirt.
What does the shirt mean?
Oh, well, they're our proud sponsor, LouisvilleVeganFoods.com.
Is that right?
Yeah, they make Louisville Vegan Jerky, as you know.
How about that?
And you can get it at Whole Foods or Sprouts or different grocery
Sprouts?
Places. See, you can like get it at like online or like at like Whole Foods.
You can get it at Sprouts. You can get it at no.
And I'm saying like a lot because we're going to talk about like and how to not like say like a lot.
Right.
We're going to figure that problem out.
Well, yeah. On that.
I'm coming up in this episode with Zed Kutzinger.
Ooh.
So go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and use the code word POUNDCAST for 20% off
stuff
your entire order.
Bagged in the United States. Shelf life of 9 months. You're definitely going to want to get into this.
You want to get into this, guys. Now's your chance. Now's your chance to take advantage of the savings. We did.
Mm.
And look. Look where it got us.
Hey, we sizzling out here.
We sizzle.
Yeah, you'll see what we mean by that.
Yeah.
Now, look.
You're saying a lot of things that you're going to
Yeah,
hear
no, look. If you want to some stuff, I actually think we talk about like in the after dark, right?
Oh, we might. We might like talk about like in the after dark. And if you want to listen to the after dark, which is a bonus episode, which we do on every show, we keep talking past the main thing. You get it. We do a bonus chat.
And this is a great episode,
and
guys. You're going to want to get
in on If you want to get in on that, you just got to go to patreon.com/poundcast. Sign up. Support us that way. Support us by checking out our sponsor.
It's fun, guys.
We're funded by listeners like you.
You're going to love this episode. It's a lot of fun. We got Zed Kutzinger in the mix, and it's a lot of laughs, and even more laughs in the after
even
dark.
More
so you're
laughs.
Definitely going to want to check out
this. This is
Patreon.
An after dark you're not going to want to miss.
Patreon.com/thepound. Sorry.
Patreon.com/poundcast.
Now,
but YouTube.com/thepoundcast.
There you go.
If you want to watch
the video, and we got a nice little cool, interesting lighting situation here right now. And you can also.
And you make a lot of funny faces in this.
Oh, there's a lot of funny faces going on in this one. So you're going to want to see that.
And a lot of funny crotch touches.
You're going to like that too. It's a good episode. This is a good action packed episode. You're definitely going to want to check stuff out. And then also, we have these Instagram and Twitter accounts, which is the Poundcast as well. And I think that's it, right?
I think that's about it for now.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, should we get on with the show with Zed Kutzinger?
I think let's roll the clip.
Let's roll the clip.
You know what to do.
Welcome to the Poundcast. We had so much fun last week with Zed that he's back. Welcome back, Zed.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got the cool lighting today.
Yeah, we did
check
get the
this
cool
out.
Lighting. It's all cool.
If you want to see how cool it looks, go to youtube.com/thepoundcast. Should I talk like this too?
Yeah, let's do the whole show like this.
We could. Nah.
You're always playing footsies
with
me. It
feels nice. I'm just having my foot where it is.
Yeah, you always like to tap toes with me, you know, get my...
I like that.
Get me a little twinkle toed.
A little conversation going down there with our feet.
You got a conversation.
It's like
here?
I'm up here talking, but down there it's just like, hey.
Some other talking.
Yeah.
Some sweet talking down there, actually.
Special Patreon bonus. The
footsie.
Now the footsie camera.
Now that's something. That's like an old timey... Have you ever had footsie?
I think I have.
You mean
but
had footsie or played it?
Back, I mean, you're a married man now, but back when you were single, did you ever footsie someone to get the ball rolling?
I think so. I mean, I guess it's a form
start
of foreplay, right?
Yeah. Start with the foot and work
you
your way up.
Yeah.
Well, there's some movies where you see someone's foot going to people's crotches and stuff.
Yes.
What are those movies? You know?
It feels like a 70s or 80s movie,
yeah,
right?
80s kind of movies. All people are putting their foot in people's crotches. What's going on?
I think it's
on
time to bring footsie back.
Yeah. Well, is that part of footsie?
I think footsie is like you're sitting across some sitting next to someone who's you're attracted to, maybe maybe you've just met, or maybe it's the first date, and you kind of like get the foot going, do a little tap, see if there's any tap back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then they get a little tap. Are you doing that?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you would never want to touch my foot.
Well, I'm just giving you a little tip of the top.
It's sort of like, hey, we're talking up here, but but down below, it's like, what do you think? Want to touch more? And then if the foot touches back, then it's like, okay, something's on, right?
It's on, yeah.
Something's on.
If the foot is retreated and it's like back into like Indian style, you better not try anymore. You better just, you're in the friend zone.
Okay, but then why, it's kind of crazy about the foot going into the crotch, right? I mean, think about that.
I do that all the time.
People are stuffing their foot in someone's crotch and then...
What movie? I don't know. That's an outrageous scene.
The man will respond like this. He'll go, oh. You know, he'll say, well, then I, you know, went over down the street and I...
Yeah, it's usually like Chevy Chase, right? Or something, or like Steve Martin.
And she's like wearing
that era. Yeah,
she's wearing high heels, but you see the foot come out of the high heel and then kind of go up in between the legs.
Right, yeah, uh-huh. It goes up. What movie is that? There's a movie where the foot is going up the leg and pushing into the crotch.
Yeah.
How about this for
Police
a scene?
Police Academy or something.
How about this for a scene in a movie where like a little footsie's happening? It seems to be going good. She's got the high heels on, and then she takes the high heel off. But then this foot comes like right up to her mouth, and she's like, gets her toes wet for like a little wet
touch.
I thought
that the foot was going up to the other person's mouth. Like it went up the leg,
no.
up to the crotch, beyond the crotch, up to his mouth.
And you know how they'll use like a different person's leg to make it look all...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So like this leg comes up super easy.
Yeah.
She bites off her shoe, drops it. And then I don't know why, but like lick the toes, like the guy wants like a wet toe to come in.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the guy licking his own toes. He's making it wet before he.
Oh, then he's like, oh, yeah. it's like that. And then he does that with his loafer.
Yeah. And then at
he the bites end, his loafer off.
At the end of it, there's cigarettes that are in the toes and they're smoking. You know what I mean? The toes coming up with a cigarette smoking.
This feels very like Hot Shots.
It'd be like a hot scene from Hot Shots.
It's a Zuckerberg kind of movie.
Production. Wait, Zucker Brothers.
Zucker Brothers, Zuckerberg. Not Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. Oh, that'd be funny if Zuckerberg is the guy from Facebook, who's on Facebook.
Mark.
Yeah, he's on Facebook.
No, Meta. It's Meta now.
Facebook Meta.
So that'd be funny if, that's funny to confuse Zucker Brothers with Zuckerberg. Oh, that's a Zuckerberg movie.
By the way, it just reminded me of loafers because I have never owned a pair of loafers.
Penny loafers?
Maybe I had penny loafers back in fifth grade or something.
That was for girls.
No, in my era, it was trendy for both boys and girls.
Oh, really?
Did you ever have jellies, Doug? Did you ever wear jellies?
That was for girls. Yeah. Right? I bet you would have had jellies, though, right?
I did not, but I remember...
Have you ever had loafers, though?
No. No loafers, no jellies.
Loafers, like, with no socks, that's a look. Like, if you want to go to the Galleria and be like, I'm rich.
Yeah. Your pants need to be hemmed in a way where they're cut really tightly on your ankle.
Yeah.
Well, or they just roll them up.
Yeah.
They roll them up yacht style.
Yes. But you have there's some ankle showing. I feel like that's why you wear no sock, right?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think they're not wearing socks, or do you think they're wearing those ankle-less socks? You know,
those like hidden. I hate those things.
But I think that's maybe what they do.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
But that's how they do.
They're cheating, but
that's
how
they do.
But my point is, people who are wearing loafers, they're not loafing. They're doing stuff.
Okay,
they're not loafing around.
They're not out in the park like cloud gazing. With the loafers. If you're doing that, you're wearing trainers. And those people are not training.
Yeah.
So these shoes really don't, the names don't line up. Pumps? They're not pumping nothing. You know what I mean? Why are they called pumps?
Pumps? They're not pumping nothing.
You ain't pumping nothing.
You're wearing sneakers. You ain't sneaking.
You're not sneaking.
Actually, that's not true. You are sneaking.
No, because you're going...
No.
If you want to sneak, you got to wear some felt like ninja shoes or something.
Well, that's sort of true, except for that. You can definitely sneak a lot better than if you were wearing dress shoes.
And if you're wearing moccasins.
I can sneak easily right now. I do sneak. I wear sneakers and I sneak.
What about creepers?
What are those?
When you're creep, he knows what creepers are.
If you saw it, you'd reckon it has like a really thick sole, right? They kind of have a black and white checker.
It's like these guys, you know? These like thick sort of rockabilly.
Kind of Hot Topic.
You've seen these before,
That's
right?
a creeper.
Those are called creepers. But if you're wearing those, you're not really creeping. You're kind of just, you're like, hey, everybody, look at me.
Did you?
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're creeping
you're
benefits.
You're being loud. You're being like.
Did you know, there's one guy, he uses the expression, actually Aaron knows who he is. He uses the expression creep a lot. And he goes, oh, so do you just creep over there? He'll just say that to say to go somewhere, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we just creeped over there, you know, for about an hour. And then, you know, how long? So you just creep there on the weekends? Stuff like that. He just says creep a lot.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Active verb, yeah.
Who does that?
This guy, Rodrigo. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know Aaron?
Yeah. Aaron Rodriguez? A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Yeah, kind of a big deal, I would say.
Okay. So I saw Zed the other night at this movie premiere, which was very good, by Clay Tatum. And
which, by the way, very like wild that few nights before or days before we recorded an episode where we did talk about movies a lot. We both sit in a movie theater.
Dude, I went down an aisle, and I didn't know it was him. You know, we're all masked up. And I just sit right next to Zed, coincidentally. And, like, we're there at third row center, perfect seats. And then, at a movie theater. You're right. I mean, it was
when did you realize you were together?
He recognized me before I recognized him. But I was like, oh, my God.
Was he there by himself?
I was with Honor, but it was funny because Doug sat... There was a seat between us. I think he was trying to be respectful.
I was doing that little leave a seat between...
Strangers. And then I was like, what's up?
And then it was just an immediate, I'm going...
Yeah.
You moved
closing
over.
The gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then did you start tapping the toes at all?
Yeah.
You guys started...
I lick a little toe
By
when
the
I
way,
get in.
Is knocking boots, is that related to footsie? You know what I mean?
Well, that's supposed to be like knocking booties, but your booties aren't really knocking. There's one booty that's not getting knocked. Unless you're going ass to ass.
Yeah.
And then like, I guess, no, like Tone Loc is not knocking boots.
Is that what that's? You know? Is that what knocking boots means? Is knocking booties?
That just means like getting it on.
No, I know that what it means. But
is
I'm
boots
saying, what
shoes
does it come
or
from?
Is it?
Yeah, what is boots?
Botox.
Yeah, boot. Yeah, is it Botox or is it?
Or maybe he does it and they both leave on their Timberlands. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the Timberlands kind of knock.
I just thought knocking boots sounds like footsies if you're wearing boots.
Yeah,
and back in old days, everybody wore boots. It was the only shoe they had.
Yeah, I feel like maybe back then shoes were harder to take on and off.
Yeah, so you just had to play footsie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a song by Luke Bryan, but I feel like someone else mentioned knocking boots.
Oh, yeah. It's older than Luke Bryan ever was.
Knocking boots meaning?
It feels like it's from the 1850s or something. Like knocking cowboys boots. Would do that.
Oh, check this out. Wow, you're right. Knocking boots is an old Western term for having sex, derived from both he and she stripping down and slipping their boots under the bed.
Oh, wait, the bed would
he's
knock?
He's not right.
Which makes a knocking noise.
I think he meant because of the Western being the, like, the mid
Sometimes the boots were left on during sex, and the boots would knock during all the action. That's what it says on whoever wrote
wait,
that.
Wait, I'm sorry. The boots went under the bed and the boots would get knocked around from the bed getting knocked around?
I think that's one of the
Dude,
ideas.
That's and convoluted.
Then, and then they use it in a sentence here. You want to hear the sentence?
Please.
I think I got drip dick from knocking boots with that hussy Ellie Mae. Drip dick?
Drip dick. That must be some sort of venereal disease. Or some sort of a STD. You know, not venereal, but...
But drip also now means like well dressed. So like a well dressed dick.
It probably means gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a convoluted expression to me. If the boots are under the bed, and because the bed's moving around more than usual, it's knocking the boots under the bed. That just seems very convoluted.
I don't know if that goes back to the Wild West. Somebody needs to fact check Urban Dictionary. But here's one that says
Snopes.
The knock refers to the man's hips hitting the woman's ass, which produces a slapping sound. The motion literally knocks her boots, buttocks. A buttocks is a plural, right? So that kind of works for me.
I don't know if I believe that, though.
I feel like that. I mean, that's also, I think, why now younger people just say clapping cheeks, because there's no misunderstanding of that one, right?
No one knows.
Well, unless people are... kind of into face play. You know?
They're kissing really aggressively?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they're smacking each other's cheeks with their lips, you know, they're just really into kissing, hardcore, hardcore kissing.
Hardcore kissing.
You know, they're just going, mwah, you know, on the cheeks.
A really wet kiss. I feel like also when you're sitting next to someone, oh my God, you're less likely to...
These are funny.
Is there another good one?
Heterovaginal sex, the sound made sounds like knocking boots unless one of the partners is fat.
What?
What?
That probably
well, Kung Fu Jesus wrote that in July 29th, 2004.
July 29th?
2004.
That's my birthday.
What? You know,
And you were born in 2004, right?
Yes.
Wow. That was your day of your birth. It was your actual birthday.
That is... Wait. What was the name? Who wrote that?
Jesus something?
Kung Fu Jesus.
That was my, that's my
Let
dad.
Let me click. Whoa, dude, your dad wrote that.
It makes sense because your dad probably knocked boots
when you were born.
When you were conceived. To create you.
Oh, my sister is nine months younger than me.
Actually, this is what happened.
Is she?
Yeah.
Really?
So that would... He knocked boots that...
No,
the day I was born.
I was thinking this.
Wait, you were 9 months.
Yeah.
So he got right back to work.
On
your sister.
In all seriousness, not 9 months.
I thought this, Zed, though. Listen to this. He did knock boots the day you were born in celebration of your birth. You know what I mean? They were celebrating that you were born.
That's how they celebrate is with clapping
knock,
cheeks.
With a knock boot.
Yeah. Did you guys know this phrase, Irish twins?
I've heard it. It's they're people who are born in the same year that are siblings. They're born in the same year.
Within a
they're
year.
Not twins, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the idea is that they did celebrate pretty quickly.
12 months or less apart, yeah.
As someone who has a kid here.
Did we do something wrong?
No.
I thought there was a problem.
No, one way to induce labor is to have sex on the day that the baby's due or you know, around the time they're due.
Is that right?
So, theoretically, you could knock boots the day someone is born.
Could we get pragmatic for a moment? Is this something that you did?
We talked about it, but it didn't end up happening, and then we didn't need to. We went into labor on our own.
That would be a cool service to offer.
Like some gigolo guy?
Boot knocker.
Yeah. For He's single like, pregnant women? Yeah.
Oh, or maybe married. Maybe the dad's just like, I don't have an in me today.
Yeah.
I got to hire just boot
or
knocker.
He's stressed out about the person. Yeah. You know, he's got other things to worry about. Yeah.
His name is like Brian Cocker, the boot knocker or something. I don't know. That's like his.
Sounds
it's
like
kind Jared. Of a porn name, but he doesn't do porn. He's just doing it to help pregnant women.
I like when the nickname's at the end, because usually the nickname's in the middle, you know? Like Brian the Knocker or whatever, you know, that has the thing.
Oh, it's
like,
at the end.
Yeah, I like it at the end.
Well, they don't just, I mean, there's the comedian Darren Carter, the party starter. I'm not kidding. I mean, that's, you know, that's, they people do that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like it that
there's
way.
Also Craig Shoemaker, the Love Master. It doesn't rhyme, but it's.
It's just what he
has. That's terrible.
That's what he did.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
The Love Master?
Yeah, the Love Master. Aaron knows.
Damn, Aaron knows everything.
What's his name? Shoemaker?
Craig Shoemaker, the Love Master.
Let's make a new name for that guy. Craig Shoemaster.
Shoemaker.
Shoemaker. The Poo Maker.
No, the Poo Caker.
The Poo Caker. Caker.
You know,
yeah, all his jokes are about spraying diarrhea.
Or no, they're just, it's about caking poo onto stuff.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah. This man does not flush.
No, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not a liquid kind of poo. It's a cakey.
It's cakey.
Kind of poo,
it's cakey. Yeah.
It's cakey.
It's more about the cadence of the poop.
So like he'll tell every one of his jokes. He's like, then I took a shit in the bowl and sprayed that rim and it caked everywhere. And they're like, yeah. They're all waiting for that. They're all waiting for that little tag on each joke. So airplane food, like
makes you go, huh?
It makes you go. Like I ate some the other day, and then I went in there and I caked that toilet. And they're like, so I was dating a girl, right? We went on this date. I don't know what. Like, he says a joke that's not good. We went to the Cheesecake Factory.
I went to Sizzler, man. There wasn't anything. She got a tostada. I didn't see anything sizzling. Yeah. Anyway,
nothing was sizzling there. I had
just
some
slight observation.
I got some soup. Well, that's not sizzle. Anyway, I went to the bathroom. And blasted that toilet. And I caked it. You know how I cake it with that cake batter, baby? Yeah!
I also see people in the audience with like party, you know, the things that you spin around.
They bring them?
Yeah, like I guess and associate with a cake with a birthday party. People blowing those
things.
Oh, yeah,
they're all dressed like they're at a party. That's awesome. They have little party hats.
His big finale is there's candles involved somehow. Everybody yeah. blows the candles or something. Or this is the finale. He puts a candle in a piece of poo and then he farts to blow it out.
And all the lights go dark and he just disappears.
He farts to blow it out.
Oh,
the poo caker.
Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe there's not poo that he brings live on stage, but there is a cake with birthday candles, and he does blow it out with a fart, though.
Yeah,
you know, with his clothes on, so it's kind of, you know, a whole family could watch
and
it.
And the fart whatever. Ignites too, so it's like it's a special.
It's a pyrotechnics. Yeah, yeah. It's
kind of. There's always a yeah. I mean, people have been hurt at his shows, but that's kind of just.
Well, it's kind of like a Gallagher type thing, but you know, you have to wear, you know, protective gear when you go. Instead of a trash bag, you know, you have to.
Yeah, how about that? Everyone brings their own earplugs in the front row. No, I mean nose plugs.
Nose plugs.
I was picturing earplugs in the nostrils.
Yeah, why not? That works.
Oh, that's funny. His hardcore fans, they don't want to smell the fart. They're really big fans, but they still don't want to smell the fart. So they come with the clothespins.
But they still want to. They want to feel it, but they don't want to smell it. They like, want to feel the gust.
They want the gust and they want the heat.
The warmth.
The gust and the heat.
But they don't. They want to feel it, but they don't want to smell it.
Yeah.
It's
maybe the super gnarly dudes are just like I'm raw nostril in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Instead of like raw dogging.
It's they're
like,
hardcore poo maker. Or what do you call his fans?
What they call it? Raw hosers.
Like, maybe they call them
instead
poo
takers. Of dogs. These are hoses. The nostrils. I'm gonna raw hose tonight.
Oh, what if there's. They're kind of funnels that go on yes. their nose. You know, they kind of stick into your nose and they open up so they get more air.
Oh, they can
air.
Concentrate.
Yeah. They get more air.
Or like a flume, like a reverse flume.
The really funny part of that whole thing was she gets a soup. That's not sizzle. That's not sizzle.
It doesn't sizzle at all.
But you go, she got soup. That's not sizzle.
They're like, ha ha. They get one little half joke, half laugh. It's not sizzle. Ha ha. It's. Even I went in the toilet. Yeah. Then what? What'd you do? Shoemaker. What'd you do? They're like, what'd you do? He's like, guess what I did? They're like, what'd you do? They're standing up.
I think you should add
some. They can't wait to hear it.
And when they say, what'd you do? It's D-O-O.
Do.
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
I think he should add some tags.
He's like, and then I caked it.
Then they all lose their mind. Yeah.
You know I caked it.
You know I caked it.
They just lose their mind.
Arms up, spins around like it's like he just dropped it.
I think he should add a tag to the soup thing, too, to kind of let it linger. He goes, yeah, it wasn't sizzling. It was gazpacho.
It's just
it's like a cold soup.
I mean, it's just the whole that joke. Went to Sizzler, she gets a soup. That's not sizzle. That's not sizzle. It's just the grammar's not right. Yeah,
what is sizzle? Like used in that way?
Well, there is sizzling soup. By the way, there are sizzling.
It's like
soups.
It's so hot that it's sizzling. Is
I
that
don't
the
know
idea?
If there's soups.
Well, no,
sizzling is like steak. It means steak. It's a cheap steakhouse.
It is a steak. Yeah.
Sizzler is a cheap steakhouse, basically.
Oh, but what is the adjective? Because I think of it more of as a verb, like if something sizzles.
Yeah, it's a verb.
Oh, okay, so
it's sizzler is something that's which is sizzling.
Yeah, so a soup would never.
So soup would not sizzle.
No, you could have sizzling soup
because it's so hot that it's still bubbling.
No, sizzle. Something like sizzle. That. That's not a sizzle. That's a bubbler. Soup is like. That's not sizzle. Sizzle is yeah. It's on the frying pan, dude. Soup is not sizzling.
Well, I thought to myself this: that the water's hot, and then you put a. You put some kind of piece of, you know, object in there that will go in and start sizzling because it goes in there, you know?
That's a deep fryer
situation.
Well,
what if you put some Pop Rocks in there?
Okay. I mean, I guess you could find a way to – but that's not still not a sizzle. That's not as technically a sizzle.
That's a pop.
Yeah, that's a pop.
He's like, that's not a sizzler. That's a bubbler. And he said
that's a snap, crackle, pop.
Said that all
I'm
going
to win this battle.
Said that all seriously.
I'm going to win this fight, Brent.
No, you did. You win.
Don't
but
sizzle.
Have you not heard the expression sizzling soup before?
No, sir.
What, Aaron, you have?
No.
No, you haven't. I swear I've heard that expression, sizzling soup.
I don't know if I've heard it, but I've heard it.
Okay, I looked like it up, and there is something called sizzling rice soup.
Yeah, sizzling rice soup.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Exactly.
There's no way it's sizzling, though.
No, I swear I've had it before.
Is this available at Sizzler, Doug?
It's a Chinese thing.
Yeah. You know, by the way, I mean, you definitely can get some sizzling rice plates.
I'm not gonna challenge that.
I went to I wish they had this chain in the United States, or even North America. Well, I don't know, maybe, but there in when I went to China, there was this one chain that had these plates that were so good. They had rice. It came out on a sizzler. It was a sizzling plate that it came out on.
Okay.
And the rice was sizzling on there with some meat and corn on there, and it was sizzling. I loved it. And peppered. It was all peppered. Yummy. And I want to get that. I want to get that again. Why don't they make that chain? That chain would do so well here, I tell you.
I know where you can get that.
I don't think the
way
that...
bore our listeners, but you can go to the tofu house, the BC...
I've been to there, the TCYB.
Have you got the little bowls where the rice is so hot they come out and scoop it? It's sizzling, baby. It's sizzling. They have to come out. You don't want to touch it yourself. The employee comes out and scoops it.
Because
it's like cooking under the... You got to order the bowl, the sizzling
I've been there to TCBY Treats Tofu House.
BCT Tofu House or something?
TCBY Treats Tofu House. And it does not... I didn't
try it.
I didn't remember getting anything that I... You know, really,
BCD
really
Tofu
about.
House. That's what it's called. Oh. Try it. Get the bowl.
Also,
IBS.
I went there thinking IBS it was going to be a veggie place, and there's like the weirdest meat stuff all over the place.
How about this? He goes, "Yeah, I went to BCD Tofu House. It's more like IBS Tofu House. You know what I mean?" And, you know, they get a chuckle on that. He's like, "I'll tell you why. You want to know why?
Why?
But I
called that?
I got the sizzling rice there.
Yeah." What happened?
I had to use the toilet.
Shoemaker, tell me, Shoemaker.
What'd you do in the toilet?
What'd you do in the toilet, Shoemaker?
I caked it. You know I caked it.
Also, no matter what setup it is, should he always be like, "Yeah, I got some rice there. It didn't sizzle." Like, he just always talks about stuff. Doesn't you think it's because it was at Sizzler? But he just says that every time.
Didn't sizzle.
I got this bowl of rice. That's not sizzle.
Yeah.
I got a salad. Guess what it didn't do?
What?
What didn't it do? Sizzle. What happened? Then what happened, Shoemaker?
Are his fans called Sizzlers?
It's funny is the crowd is not even doing one word kind of questions. You know, they're not saying, or they're not kind of even, they're saying, they're kind of doing their own questions. You know, then what happened?
I know.
But all
then,
in unison.
Then what happened?
No, like, it's almost like choreographed. Like, one guy knows to stand up and ask this one, and a different guy pops up.
Then what happened?
What'd you do then? What happened?
Okay, what happened next?
If it didn't sizzle, then what?
Just one person stand.
I know,
it's not
like,
the whole crowd.
They all pop up, like, one at a time. They know how to.
I went to a restaurant. It wasn't Sizzler. If it wasn't Sizzler, what restaurant was it? They all say it at the same time.
That would be amazing.
Wait, I feel like this. Did you guys see that movie, Annette?
Yeah, I did.
Isn't there the part when he's doing stand-up that individual people are standing up?
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's a sort of, you know, symbolic sort of take on a stand-up routine, I guess. But
it's supposed to be like that. They're not.
No, I mean, it's not. It's a.
It's reality.
It's not realistic. I mean, it's a symbolic kind of performance. I mean, a portrayal of.
Oh, it's got that driver in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Sorry to bring it back to the movies. Oh,
hey, let's bring it back to the movie. Let's tell Brent about our invention.
Wait, real quick, I was going to say, playing footsie, I feel like the only way you play footsie is when you're across from each other. When you're next to each other, that's when you bump knees.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a...
Yeah, that's like that the knees touch, and then you get...
Oh, man, you know what was
you a, work out, such you a work good, from there.
You know what was such a good feeling? Did you ever guys get this in elementary school? I would go to an assembly, and if I sat next to the girl I had a crush on...
What'd you do? What happened?
I caked her.
Yeah! I just shit all over.
No. In elementary school, though, I just remember her leg touching, you know, the feeling of just my leg
the
touching
grace.
Her leg.
No, that's cooties, ew.
I just would feel, I mean, it just, I felt, that felt so just really cool, you know?
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that's just, wow, I like
wow, I got to touch
this.
I got to tuck a boner under my belt now.
Which also, not to keep going to movies, but in Licorice
Pizza.
There's
no format here. We can talk about whatever you want.
In Licorice Pizza, they really capture that moment under the table. Their knees kind of touch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just such like a, they don't pronounce it too much. It's not punctuated, but it's this moment where it kind of brought back these feelings of adolescence.
I like
of
that.
The, mm-hmm. the knee touching and just like how that. Special it felt.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that. And then, I was thinking of a different shoemaker thing. It could be the boot. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, first of all, this just came to mind. You could call him like Craig Shoemaker, the fresh maker, okay? Just as a kind of funny, he's taking, you know, stealing from Mentos, but he also could be called the Blue Laker, you know? So, you know, he's about lakes and things, blue lakes, you know? I don't know.
What about booty taker?
I think
you
punch that one down.
Yeah.
He's like he's into basketball, but he's also into Smurfs or something.
Oh, that too. It could be he's like a Smurfs. He looks like a Smurf guy.
He's a Blue Man Group.
He's all blue
Laker guy.
He's blue, but he wears a jersey.
Uh huh.
Also, he could be. He makes. He's kind of depressing. He kind of.
Oh yeah.
He makes people blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he makes people cry tears that make it. You know, it's so cry so much. It's a lake.
Not as good as the. Poo
no,
cake.
I know it doesn't beat that at all.
Doesn't
I
beat
just,
the poo cake. Not worth
know.
Mentioning.
I don't know. I just thought of it. I thought I'd share it. Hey, sorry. You know.
We try sometimes. Sorry. We try.
I just thought of it. And it's not like I thought that was going to be better than the poo maker or what a poo caker. But I just thought, well, you might as well just put it out there. You know,
what are we doing for you? I mean, what if you had like some kind of nickname at the end of your name, Brent Weinbach?
The
Shine Box. And you're like,
Shine Box.
You're like a shoe shiner kid, you know. You remember Go Get Your Shine Box from? Look, it rhymes. It's not great, but it's a start.
Well, it kind of rhymes, yeah. I mean, well, what does rhyme with Bach is well, cock.
There you go, the shine cock. She shined it.
She shined it.
You just well, tell. I thought I'm sex stories, and then like
I'm the one who shines it.
Maybe
though.
You shined it.
I shined it. So I was over at Sizzler, right? You know, the waiter comes by, he says, hey, what can I get you? Can I get you a tostada? I said, tostada? That's not sizzle. the waiter
you can
says,
open for the poo caker. It's all sizzler jokes with, like, your own stupid hook at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The waiter says, oh, you want to see something that sizzles? I said, sure. He said, meet me in the bathroom in 5 minutes. I said, all right. I go into the bathroom. What does he do? He unzips his fly. He shows me his, you know, he shows me his cock.
What'd you do?
You know what I shined it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I shined it. I had to shine it. Couldn't resist. Thing was clean as a whistle. Thing was clean as a whistle.
And then at the end of his set, the candle comes out.
Wait. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Go on. Sorry.
And you think he's going to blow it, but actually... The guy in the front row, he just takes his cock out and he just jerks him off.
Well, I thought you were going to say the candle comes out and a guy in the front row just comes out. Or maybe the waiter from Sizzler comes out and he blows the candle out with his penis somehow, you know? He somehow, you know what I mean? He's just
Well, he shines him over the candle.
But here's the ending of the joke, though. Okay, watch this. He's like, you know I shined it. Yeah, but the thing that still never sizzled. And then they get a big laugh off of that, you know? But the thing still never sizzled, though.
You could also be the slime cock.
Oh, yeah.
The slime cock. I slimed it.
Is there any other kind of thing that rhymes with cock? I mean, with Bach?
Well, there's the kind shock.
I got a lot
oh,
here.
Oh, shock.
You got like dock, you got knock, you got stock, you got flock.
Oh, knock.
You got shock, block,
Spock.
Cock, lock, clock, glock, walk, chalk, sock, talk.
There's a
knock,
lot. Wow.
TikTok.
Jock.
What rhymes with what rhymes with wine?
Kind. I was thinking kind shock.
I want true rhyme.
Oh,
here.
True rhyme. Okay.
Spine, line, mine, spine. Fine, shine, sign, nine, shine. Dine, vine, wine,
dine,
swine,
pine. Dine. That would fit into the whole Sizzler thing. So I was dining the other day at Sizzler.
All right, let's move on.
What about you? What about you? Doug Lusenhop, the Pussin. The Pussin.
Flop?
Bop.
Bop?
The Pussin Bop. You bop Pussins.
I don't know. I think it's diminishing returns after this.
Uh-huh. Well, Zed Kutzinger? I mean, come on. You can't let that go by itself. Yeah.
Butt Flinger?
Dude, okay. Butt is perfect. The Butt.
The Butt Flinger. The butt bringer.
The butt bringer.
You bring the butt. You know I bring the butt. The butt bringer.
So is the sizzler.
I said, oh, yeah. No, here's your thing is you go, where's the, instead of where's the beef, your whole thing is where's the butt? Butt cut, Zed Cutsinger, the butt bringer. He brings the butt. You know I bring the butt. They say, man, this seat isn't filled. I was at Sizzler the other day. I'm sitting, you know, my date is sitting down. She's saying, this seat is feeling empty, man. It's not filled out enough. He's like, so you know what I did, right? What'd you do? You know I bring the butt. And then I guess your butt is just really big and you filled out the seat. You know, I sat in the seat with her. That thing was filled to the max.
What if it's the butt springer and everyone in the restaurant springs out of their seat based on something you do?
How about this? You do it after you do a punchline, you hit some button and it ejects people out of it. It ejects just a random person out of their seat.
The butt springer. Boom. Yeah, he's got the whole audience rigged.
And the,
with
the,
like ejection seats?
The ceiling just has the outline of the guy who just went through it kind of thing.
Yeah. At the end of the show, it's a roofless show, you know? Yeah. And, you know, all these holes develop.
Oh, butt bringer. He brought the roof down. I guess brought
the roof up.
Yeah. Raised the roof. Well, actually, you know, this elongated butt kind of goes into this invention.
Okay, like let's talk about the invention.
Okay, yeah, so we're sitting third row. No one is in the two rows in front of us. We're like, this is perfect. And I go, some tall guy is always going to sit right in front of me. I got that big head covering up half the screen. And I was like, please, no one sit in front of me. Please. And sure enough, a girl sat in front of me. She wasn't that tall, but she had her hair like in a top ponytail. And first I thought, would it be funny if we were like, excuse me. Sorry to bother you. Can we? I said it like this. Can we move that down? Like we? Do you mind if we move that ponytail down, perhaps during the screening of this? Who would ever agree? Like if a girl puts her hair up, it's like that's her look for the night.
Yeah.
Girls are so like paranoid about their hair all the time. Like it would be a disaster. I just thought that'd be a funny thing to ask someone.
Yeah,
would you mind taking that ponytail down just during the movie? You could put it up afterwards. Of course, I didn't say that. It was fine. I could see fine. But we were thinking, what about a booster seat? But, you know, you don't want to bring a booster seat. I think it was his idea to bring a booster seat. But then I said, what are you going to do? Carry the booster seat around? That's not a good look. I thought, how about it's an inflatable booster seat? Kind of like a camp. They have these inflatable items for the beach or for camping. An inflatable booster seat for adults.
I like it. I think it's
for
great.
Guys like us.
Yeah. I think it's great. And, you know, I've been doing a joke lately.
You know, guys like us.
I've been doing a booster joke lately.
I know.
And that fits right into my act. You know?
I thought of you immediately.
I could sell the boosters at the shows.
Yeah.
And then we were thinking if people start wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have to bring 2-3 boosters in the back because like people in front will start boosting up and then the people behind be like, I got a double boost.
It's like game.
Get like booster XLs. Get like super – bring different size. Like you want a super tall. You want a 3-foot booster. So you're in the – it's like turns to,
I guess
into a
you,
stadium seating.
Yeah, what you do is – that's interesting. What you do is you get the booster depending on where you like to sit. You know, if you like to sit in the back, you get the XL booster.
Yeah.
But if you sit kind of in the middle, you know, you're going to get a medium booster. You sit in the front, you're going to get a small booster. You get it.
In front, you don't need one.
You don't need one, but...
They should, when you go to a movie theater that's not stadium seating, you should put in your height. Be like, I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot, that seat is...
Now, what if
they're like, why is that seat grayed out? Well, it's open, but... You're 6'5", and Doug is behind you. He's 5'6".
Like a roller coaster, you must be this tall, but it's actually, you must be this short.
You must be this short to view from the front.
Yes.
That's funny.
You know, why don't they do that?
Or what if they provided you with a booster, and they said, they give you that option. So they say, okay, this seat is actually in a G6. Do you want that seat? Okay, good. I'll put you down. Did you want a booster with that?
Will you be providing your own booster, or would you like the complimentary?
Yeah. Would you like a loaner booster?
It's like the 3D glasses in the big plastic bin.
Right,
you just grab one out.
Yeah.
Now, would you trust a booster that you got from you know, it was a loaner booster kind of a thing.
I think it's easier to clean the booster than it is the seat. I mean, if it's plastic.
Someone's been sitting that thing, though, for, you know, a couple hours or so.
Yeah, but a booster is probably way less sat on than that movie theater seat that's been used day after day after night. That is so true.
You can sanitize plastic like...
You're right.
Oh, well, maybe it's not plastic. Wait, maybe it's a comfortable, cloth.
I never thought that they were plastic.
Oh, this ain't comfortable. This ain't comfortable.
Oh, I thought they were more comfortable, a little more comfortable.
It should be comfortable.
In fact, I thought they did have soaker capabilities.
Yes, it should. It should be comfy. Maybe they can wash them.
You know, a booster would be a good show for the poo maker, the poo, the, you know, the whatever, the poo, what is it, caker?
Yeah, the poo caker.
Poo caker, yeah.
What if there was a, instead of a booster, another idea, periscopes?
Okay.
Movie viewing periscopes. Yeah. So you just kind of clamp it on and it goes up above the big hairdo in front of you. You can see the movie just fine. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, if Marge is sitting in front of you, you need the periscope.
Marge or her sisters,
or Marge,
right?
or Kid.
Kid Rock?
Well, no, Kid from Kid and Play.
Okay. Kid Rock also had hair like that at one point, didn't he?
Who did?
Kid Rock? Like back in the day, I think he had elevated hair.
He did?
I think when he was like in his like Beastie Boys kind of phase.
Is that right?
Like Yo MTV, because he was on Yo MTV Raps back in the day, I think.
Is that right?
I'm not positive about the hair. Yeah, there's a someone I know actually has the Yo MTV Raps trading card with Kid Rock.
Is that so?
Yes.
Let's take a look.
And actually, that era, if you listen to it, it's actually really good. It sounded like Beastie
Boys. You're right. He's got that big, tall... Look at this.
Oh, wow. He did. That is weird.
Yeah. If you can... I mean, that stuff is actually really good.
Of course, he's flicking the camera. He's been flicking the camera off forever.
So, Kid is could apply to both. Kid from Kid and Play and, you know, Kid from Kid Rock.
If you're Kid, you need elevated hair. Horizontal.
Well, you need it because you're just a kid and you need to be bigger.
Yes. That's, I guess, a way... It's like a booster seat for your height.
Yeah, it's just a booster... Yeah. Longer actually, hair. You're at the barbershop and they're saying, okay, would you like a booster? They notice you're short and say, I notice you're going to be going on some rides. You're going to Disneyland tomorrow or whatever. You're going to Magic Mountain tomorrow. Would you like a booster with your cut?
Uh-huh.
And they make your hair, make it so that you're taller with your hair.
Like I made it. Your hair's taller than that bar.
I have a question about the height because when I was younger, I always assumed the height thing was about if you're – shorter than this height, then you might be too scared for the ride. I was like, oh no. That's the idea is that you might slip out.
No, I think you're probably not going to fit into the thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's
slip
that.
Right
that
out
is
of
so
there.
Funny, the idea that you're too scared for this.
That's what I thought it was.
But there's also people who are short anyway.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that even these maybe adults that are shorter are going to be too scared also because they're smaller.
Yeah.
People?
I don't know. Something to think about, but. I was shorter as a kid, so there was a lot of rides that kids were doing Top Gun at Six Flags and stuff, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on this ride. That was
interesting. Oh, you should have got a kid booster, a hair booster.
Yeah.
A hair booster and some creepers.
Boosting on both?
Yeah. The creepers should be called boosters. You know, the shoe?
Those shoes, those creeper shoes, yeah.
I like that.
We could go to some of these annoyances.
Well, okay. Where are we at on time, just out of curiosity?
We're at 39.
Okay.
39. 39. Yeah. Got plenty of time. Okay. This is kind of interesting. Please Describe says, the only window with... nice view in my tiny apartment also happens to give me full access to my neighbor's kitchens. These neighbors have no blinds and seldom use curtains. What do I do to not seem like a peeping Tom? For example, when I sit in guided meditation and get instructed to peer out with a wide gaze and hold that gaze wide open. So they're doing like guided meditation and they're sitting there in like a lotus position, just gazing out the window. They probably seem like a peeping Tom. What are they supposed to do?
Well, you get a name tag that says Jeff. So they know your name, you're not Tom.
Okay.
Know?
That's number one.
That's one. Get a name tag, Jeff.
Jeff. Real
or
big.
Whatever.
Real know, big. So they can see it across.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you also got to put, And then, and by the way, you know, obviously it's on them, but for not closing their blinds or whatever. But the other thing you do is just don't salivate at all, you know, when you're doing your meditation. Don't be salivating.
Don't be salivating. You don't know, be getting boned out.
And no boners. You know?
Yeah, no boners.
In fact, you might want to keep it strapped, you know, so that. Because if you have a boner, it's going to look like a peeping Tom. So you want to strap it down.
Uh-huh.
Strap yourself down with a strap. You know,
with a strap.
You know, with a dick strap.
not a belt, a dick strap.
Dick strap, you know, to keep your boners down.
Sure.
You try to keep your boners down with a dick strap. And so that's, there you go. If you go strapped, you might have to strap the Jimmy on twice, too. You strap it twice. You know, have something that's going to dry you up a little bit. Put some salt. Yeah, take a salt cube. Mm-hmm. Dry your mouth up so you're not going to salivate. Take a little salt capsule. Name tag, Jeff. You get kid booster haircut. You're good to go.
Get a big, tall Kid Rock haircut for no reason. Just get
that. Just get that.
I say take it to the Neville, the next level.
Okay.
You could do your guided meditation as is and just do a lot of it. Stare them down until they... Till they blind up.
Wait.
You stare them down till they blind up.
Well, I thought that, but that seems like the obvious. Obviously, it's on them to not put the blinds.
Right,
I
but
thought,
this will just make them get blinds.
But then his question was, how do I not look like a peeping Tom?
Uh-huh.
And so that you're saying to embrace it and just look like a peeping Tom and make them close their blinds. But he's saying, how do I not look like? So that's why I was saying. You know, okay, he wants to do this in a way where he doesn't look like he's staring at them.
Okay, well, you can also like dress your apartment to be like you're clearly not a peeping Tom. You're a meditation master. You like lay down, get incense going, get like put up like artwork from Thailand,
or you can put
like Buddhist artwork around.
Put photographs of not the people in that house in your all over your building that you're definitely not interested in their type. You know, so if that's a man and a woman that live there, you got to have pictures of kids all over your apartment.
Oh God,
or something like that. Pictures of kids and dogs and things. You know,
kids,
and not you know, and rappers. You know,
so they're gonna be like, wait a second, that guy's looking at us. Oh.
No,
he looks like he's into kids and dogs and rappers.
He's clearly a pedophile. He's
not into us. It's okay.
Yeah, if they're adults, then you just show that you're into kids, and then they'll say, "Oh God, look at that creep." Oh wait a second, he's not a creep. He's just got pictures of kids all over his apartment.
He's not a creep. He's a pedo.
Yeah, he's not a creep. Oh, look at that creep. He's staring at us. Oh wait a second. Oh no. He's a pedophile. He's fine. He's not a creep.
Yeah, I feel like there's two. Well, there's two things I was thinking. One just is to spring off of yours. If this person doesn't get erections and they have a pussy,
mm-hmm.
I would use silica gel because that would prevent them from getting wet.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Isn't that what the little like...
Oh, those things.
Silica, right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, is it like a salt capsule?
Yeah, they come
in little
packages.
Packs of when you buy food in a bag. And
yeah, the freshness.
The freshness is it's preserving dryness.
I think we're assuming that they're also... Typically, when people meditate, it's not a sexual thing at all. So, just in case.
Oh, really?
It's in case.
Right.
No, it's...
it's really, yeah. Not a lot of people know that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I didn't... Oh, okay.
In case, I'm talking.
I thought these were all... I thought this was like a perverted activity. People are creeps.
Meditate. I thought people do... Yeah, when I hear about when they say, oh, I'm going to meditate, I thought, oh, they're going to go into the bathroom and take some 5 minutes.
No, that's
meditate.
Meditation.
I thought people like to meditate before they go to sleep, or you know, they go online on the internet and they look at some dirty pictures online. They meditate.
This also
people
says,
start meditating when they're 13 or so. Yeah.
He says, or they say, love from Northern Sweden.
Okay.
So if they're in Northern Sweden, they probably have those like long nights, you know, where it's only like daylight for an hour.
Oh.
So they could turn the lights off. Here's another thing that I thought of. Make it seem like you're not looking at them. Like, put little eyes, you know, eye stickers that look like they're looking to the side, you know, like, and then line up and put them on the window.
That's good.
And then you just look where you want to look, but then right on that little spot in the window, line it up. And then they're like, oh, that guy, he's looking to the side. He's fine.
Yeah.
But that would be weird. Someone just looking out the window like this, like.
Yeah, they're looking like this. They're like,
Right.
Looking out the window, but inside the window, kind of.
Like this.
Oh, wait, you got to go to the branch camera. There we go.
What's a good angle?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Right, over there. Over there.
Or you could also.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, this is me meditating.
So wait, look. Try to look right at the camera and do that.
Huh.
Hey, look the other way. Real far. Yeah, make it look like that. Or just put closed lids. Put closed, closed eyes. Stickers.
You could also, I guess you could go comical, right? Do the same thing, but, you know.
Make them go like different directions.
Look at Zed. Go to camera Zed.
Go cross-eyed.
Go cross.
Yeah, and then they would
like, that guy's cross-eyed.
You look like some kind of
not looking at
zany,
us.
Zany meditation guy. You know what I mean? He's just, okay, guys, we're going to do some transcendental meditation. He's like some kind of goofy, kind of spiritual kind of guy or something. He's like, okay, you want to get into your inner core.
It's like goofy.
Some kind of goofy kind of guru, you know?
Yeah.
Goofy it's guru.
Goofy the guru. Yeah.
The goofy guru.
Goofy the guru. You know, it's another one of these kind
goofy
of titles.
Goofy the guru.
Yeah. And so you just like, okay, guys, you're gonna get your inner core. Now look, you're gonna practice your Om and keep it to yourself. What are we gonna do now? Okay, well, now we're just gonna sit in silence just for a little bit. I'll try not to make a peep. He's like this the whole time.
Bobblehead,
like he's bobbling.
How about this, though? I was thinking. I like the cross eye thing because that's such a funny image to see. It's like a meditation guy that has cross eyes. I mean, that he seems goofy or something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no offense to anybody who has cross eyes, but anyway, there is a kind of a juxtaposition there. But I was thinking that the picture of the eyelids the eyes can also just be going up in your, you know, up into,
right.
Going upwards. So it's just whites.
Oh. Yeah,
so
whites.
They're thinking, look at that creep. He's looking at us. Oh, no, he's possessed. It's okay. He's possessed by his
own. He's possessed. He's like a wog,
yeah.
Like Game of Thrones.
Oh, he's just a wog. Don't worry.
He's just a wog. He's wogging out. He's fine.
Yeah.
All right, well, that problem's solved. Anything else for that guy?
Well, I was going to say you could also just put a giant banner outside where they can see it that just says, I'm not a peeping Tom.
Right? It's like, yeah, just below your window. Meditation, not a peeping Tom. Meditation happening now.
Yeah. That's one way to do it. Did you guys – I was thinking about this because that felt very presentational, this person. When you guys were in middle school or elementary school, did you guys ever get in trouble
– For peeping?
For, like, laughing too much during, like – I'm trying to think of what they were. But, you know, when the whole school would go into the auditorium or there'd be a play, did you guys ever get kicked out for laughing too much?
Not that I can remember.
I think
I've had my laughing fits, but they're usually like in the lunchroom or something.
There was this kid in my elementary school who used to – he did a lot of plays. I don't know what was wrong with him, but he would grab his groin like up and down.
What?
Like, in the play?
While he was on stage. And like there was something wrong with him.
Uh-huh.
Like he wasn't –
He shouldn't be on stage.
He wasn't like mentally – like he – there was nothing – it was just –
He would later go on to be a spiritual guru.
He's just a spaz.
It was just when he was performing, he would do this thing. I think it was like a nervousness thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And it was
like a Michael Jackson kind of thing.
Yes. It was so funny.
That's a nervous tick of Michael Jackson's as he grabbed his crotch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was only when he was nervous.
He's nervous out there.
But
I'm so nervous right now. Oh, Tito, what do I do? Tito, I don't know what to do. I'm about to go on stage. I'm so nervous. He's like, Michael, just grab your crotch, Michael. He's like, okay, I'll do it, Tito. Okay, Tito. Tito gave him that tip.
Uh-huh.
Tito the tip maker.
There's a new Janet Jackson documentary out.
Huh?
There's a new Janet Jackson
docuseries or something, right?
All right. Get into so, Jackson. Wait, he would do the motion?
He would do this, like,
show it just, on the...
I mean, he would just go up and down, and he would close his...
Stand up.
He would...
I mean, make it so you're visible. Yeah, there it goes. That's a good shot.
He would be like... kind of like...
Oh, my God.
Hey, get back okay. A little bit.
We can see it.
I want to see it in the camera. Here.
Okay, there we go.
He would be kind of like strained when he would be doing it and be like... and he'd be delivering his lines.
Oh, my God.
Like, it didn't look like he was... getting sexual gratification or anything, but it was
just like a nervous thing.
I would get into this laughing fit so much that they would be like, Zed, you need to leave.
Right.
Kind of thing.
I'd be kicked out.
Yeah.
Dude, that reminds me. I was an adult when this happened, but I used to go to these modern dance performances in San Francisco, and I went to this one, and it was actually, this wasn't even a modern dance performance. This was actually just this kind of experimental theater kind of thing, and it was 31 minute plays or something. Yeah. And one of them was supposed to be kind of serious, and I think it was about a dark subject, but it was so kind of, I don't know. I don't like to say things are bad, but it was so, I don't know. It was kind of bad or whatever. And my friend and I, we couldn't stop. We were trying to not laugh because it was serious and everyone was quiet. And we were just over there just.
Did you do the shirt over the nose like thing to like kind of
We were just. I don't know. I don't think we did that, but we were just really. It was so. And the fact that we couldn't laugh made it even just harder. We were just trying so hard not to laugh. It was so funny. I remember what it was. What did it was that. It was this – because this woman was standing there and she kept on going – this guy was saying he was typing on a keyboard or something like that, and the guy goes, I think history repeats itself. And then this woman was standing near him. She went, really? And then he goes, I think history repeats itself. Really? It was just repeating that over and over again. It was really, kind of like that. And my friend's – Scott, he whispered in my ear because we went to a lot of Buto performances, Japanese Buto.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, bad Buto. And that just for some reason made us crack up so much. Oh, I think history repeats itself. Oh, really?
Just repeating.
And we were just, it was that, it's so fun to, it is fun when you are not allowed to laugh and, yeah. then you have to hold it in. It was pretty, that was a memorable time.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Well, my high school graduation the year before me, I went there. And sometimes people will perform talents at the graduation.
Oh, yeah?
This girl.
Never heard of such a thing, but okay.
She did modern dance.
Oh, yeah?
And she was just rolling around. And it was so – like it was just –
oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Like kind of just doing like a log roll like back and forth and stuff. And the same situation like yours. I was laughing, but I didn't want people to hear that I was laughing because I didn't want people to think.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, sometimes if you start laughing, it can be contagious, and I didn't want everyone to laugh at her. So I was trying to like suppress my laughter, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen because it, again, yeah, not to be judgmental like you're saying, but it was so stupid. She was just like,
to be judgmental, but it was so stupid.
She was just rolling. Yeah, did you act like you're sneezing? You're just like, I'm sorry, I got something in my. It's going down.
I did the shirt.
You went down.
The shirt over the thing, down. Trying to create layers.
So funny, man.
And this was also next to someone who did a talent that was more traditional. I think they were like singing, and it was like a really good voice. And it was like, and now next, like
now we got a log
Susie.
Roller.
Yeah.
By the way, that one play I was describing, I think that was about abuse. So it's something you shouldn't be laughing at.
Yeah.
But man, the way it was done, it was just kind of making me laugh.
I feel like if you're not laughing at abuse. It ain't being done right.
Okay. That's going to be the quote on the back of your autobiography.
Wait. Actually, let me break that down. If you're not laughing at abuse, you're not doing it right. Right. That sounds like someone might hear that at first and be put off by it. But if you break it down, it's a positive message. You're saying that the wrong way to abuse – basically, the way to abuse the right way, meaning the good way to abuse, is to make it so that the person laughs, right?
That's
or so that it's a laughing matter. You want to make – a good thing would be to make abuse a laughing matter. But, but if abuse is not a laughing matter, then it's a bad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Abuse should be humorous. Sense?
Then you're not doing the abuse right.
Right.
Yeah.
To do abuse the right way, it would be a laughing matter. But if it's bad, and by bad it's hurting people, and it's bad,
yeah,
then that's not a laughing matter.
It's abusive, like good abusive, like you're laughing or
good
like
abuse,
bad abusive.
Good abuse does not hurt, or it's not serious.
that's your quote.
Well, no. I'm trying to go off of his thing. I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, if you do abuse in a good way, I'm saying what I'm trying to say is abuse is bad, obviously.
But then, if you're going to abuse someone, make it a laughing matter.
Kind of a thing.
You know?
Something like
kind
that.
Kind of a thing.
I don't know. Make it a laughing matter.
Make it a laughing matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what?
Where are we at, Aaron?
And then what? And then I caked it.
Then I caked it.
And then I caked it.
Aaron, where are we at?
We're at 58 minutes.
Okay.
Well, let's
well we're kind of tight on a tight schedule today, so let's wrap it up.
I had a public laughing fit.
Oh, let's hear it.
My niece's dance recital in Orange County is in this dark theater, and nobody warned me that. Like, they got kids of all ages, right? So, like, they can't remember choreography.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So the teacher's on stage doing the moves in front of them, and they're just repeating it. And to me, I just thought that was hysterical. Just the idea that I came to this thing.
Was the
watching
teacher,
the teacher do it.
Was the teacher rubbing her crotch?
No.
It's the same guy.
She was rubbing the same boy's crotch. Actually.
For the finale, did the kids fart into a candles, you know, and blow it out?
It's almost like you're watching
the teacher was the poo caker.
The poo caker. Yeah. It's like you're watching a series of bad shadows.
Yeah, exactly.
Zed, what?
Let's pump you up.
Let's pump you up. What is
here.
Your?
Let's pump it out.
You have a couple podcasts. And what are they now?
Well, he has just one, I think.
Yeah, I got So You Did a Thing.
So You Did a Thing.
So You Did a Thing, a podcast where people did a thing, I liked the thing, and I talked to them about it. I actually just...
What kind of thing?
Well, for instance, I just had Wit and Clay on to talk about the movie we saw.
Oh, cool.
The Civil Dead. Yeah.
By the way, I recommend that. I think it's available for anyone to buy or rent somehow. The Civil Dead...
It was available till February 6th, so I'm assuming this is going to go up after.
Yeah, okay. I guess it was just during the Slam Dance window.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure it'll be available again sometime.
Yeah.
When was the screening that you went to?
Was it?
It was at Brain Dead.
When?
Was it Wednesday? Or no, Tuesday night? It was Tuesday night, I think.
Tuesday night.
I never knew about such a thing, and I might have even gone myself.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That's my bad.
Although I haven't... Watch a movie in the theater in a long time, but go on.
But yeah, I had them on. Predominantly, it's been musicians, kind of more in the punk hardcore. Like, I had someone from bands like Have Heart, Fiddlehead, Ceremony, Section Hate. If these bands don't mean anything to you, still listen to it because I feel like they're good in insightful interviews about the process
of doing, like, making an album or
making
something.
An album, yeah. But yeah, I'm interested in people of all. Ilks, like I had someone who started a coffee company, someone who started a tattoo shop. So just all around, if someone's done something and I find it to be interesting, I'd like to talk to them about the thing they did.
You know, quick side note, my friend, she saw you do stand up like in before a hardcore show or something like years ago.
Oh, okay.
And she was like blown away. She was like, I need to know who the hell this guy was. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen or something.
Oh, weird. I wonder what that was.
That must have been back in the day. Was that in Vegas or something?
Maybe. This is so stupid, but I was on tour with this band, and for the latter half of the tour, I went up on stage and did like a rap.
Uh-huh.
Not that I do rap, but it was this character, the Z-Man, and you know, it was this whole thing, and I did this rap as this character, and we like wrote the rap together in the van. But that wasn't stand-up. But looking back, I'm like, what the fuck was I doing?
Did you get laughs?
It got laughs for sure.
There you go. Whatever works.
Yeah.
So you did a thing. Is that the only one?
That's the only one right now.
Is that the only one?
That's the only one, mate.
Is that the only one, mate?
So far, that's the only one right now. But, you know.
That's okay.
Time changes.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I like that, man. Focus.
Yeah.
I like that. And people don't have to get overwhelmed with what they have to check out. They just check out the one thing.
Yeah.
That works.
The thing.
And check out Zed Kutzinger on...
All socials.
Even the movie one.
And that's
Letterboxd.
Yeah. And that's the thing you did is make the podcast.
Yeah.
You did a thing. You made this podcast, you did a thing.
I should
talk to yourself.
Episode with myself talking about the podcast.
The 100th episode.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay, well let's wrap it up. We'd like to thank our podcast squad. Jack Birch, L.Bircho on social media, Jackie Montana and Chloe Bonilla.
And thanks to Aaron Bruntgart behind the boards here today.
Yeah. And we would like to We're going to keep talking to
and all,
Zed.
And all things comedy.
Yeah, and we're going to keep talking to Zed. If you want to keep listening, you got to join the Patreon.
Do it.
Do it. Patreon.com/poundcast. And that's about it for today. I mean, for the free stuff. But, you know, keep hanging out.
Hey, it was a fun show.
Fun show.
Fun.
We're going to get into some more annoying things here. Peace.
Doug and Brent talking to each other. Doug and Brent, what will they talk about today? Doug and Brent are talking to some pimples. Doug and Brent will talk to their friends. And Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.